You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Kim. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I am. I went out to my car and it would not start at all.
Okay. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes, I am. I'm right in front. I'm inside my uncle's house. The car's in front of you.
Okay. Can I start with your first name, please?
My name is Edgar.
A-V-A-N?
E-D-G-A-R.
E-V-A?
E-D-G.
E-D-G.
A-R.
A-R.
Yes.
Your last name?
Green, just like the color.
708. Excuse me, 556-8074. Good callback number for you.
Yes, it is the number. Yeah, you can call back at this number. Yes.
Okay. And would you like to receive mobile test updates about the status of your service?
Excuse me.
Would you like to receive mobile test updates about the status of your service?
Yes, but not to this phone. This phone is a borrowed phone. You can send that the information like that to 773-530-5365.
I have to delete that number. What's the number to send that information to?
573-530-5365. The number that you got, that's the number that I'm on the phone with. Because my phone is dead, and then anything that you want to send information to. As a matter of fact, you know what? Skip that. I got my other phone. 312.
Okay.
I had that phone next to me, but I'm plugging it up. 312-597-9797.
So that's 312-597-9797.
That's correct.
Okay. Message and data rates may apply. Do you have your member ID number?
I think it's right here. No, I had a policy in my hand. I don't have a member ID number with me.
Okay, can you tell me your address?
My address, 14833 Ellis Avenue, Dalton, Illinois, 60419.
See if I can find it. Do you have any other previous address?
No, that's an address. I mean, it's under Rosie Haynes, though. That's my wife.
Okay, let me try that name. Rosie, R-O-S-I-E.
Yes, R-O-S-I-E. R-O-S-I-E.
Mm-hmm. And our last
Haynes,
name?
Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S.
H-A-Y-N-E-S.
Yes.
And I see it, Rosie Haynes. And the vehicle that you're calling about?
2014. Damn it. What is it? Mazda CX-5.
Okay. And the color of that vehicle?
Is gray.
Gray. And you said your car will not start?
No, because it won't even, you know, the alarm button won't even work. I don't know what happened because it was running good, and then all of a sudden I stopped. And then it just stopped working when I went back out.
Okay. And the type of service you're requesting?
I just need a jump or whatever it takes to, you know, start the car that's off.
Jump start, okay. Did your engine stop running while driving?
No.
Okay. Is the
No,
vehicle
when we,
currently
no,
in the
I, well,
parking?
yes, it is. It's in the parking space.
Is it backed into that parking space?
Oh, there's room, plenty of room right there. It's sitting right across the street. There's nothing around it.
Okay. And will you have the keys and be present when the provider arrives?
Yes, I will.
Okay. And can you tell me the address where you're located?
10170 Winston. 10170 Winston.
One on one 70 Winston.
70 Winston, yes.
Avenue Street.
Is it Avenue or Street? Avenue.
And we're still
Chicago,
in
Chicago, Illinois, 60643.
Chicago, Illinois, excuse me. Okay. I have you down for 10170. It says South Winston Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60643.
Yes, right.
Okay. Okay, as soon as I secure you a provider, you should receive a text message with the service provider name, number, and ETA. Is there anything else I can do for you today, sir?
No, that's not. It'll come to this phone, right?
Yes, sir, that 312 number, 597.
Oh, it comes to the 312 number. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I just plugged that phone up, so that's fine.
10170.
Well, she just repeated it to me. Wait a minute. Would you repeat that address again? Because he said it sounded wrong. I don't know why you're something wrong with your ears. With my ears.
It's 10170. South Winston Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60643.
No, no, his beard grew in his ear, so I think he didn't hear right.
Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, then. Anything else I can help you all with?
No, see, I'm trying to make jokes to be not mad because I was supposed to be at work at 5:30 this morning.
I was late too, so I understand.
That's why I'm trying to laugh and stop talking about his beard growing in his ears or anything. Because he's never talking to this sound like, I don't know what he is hustling for. I'm talking to you. But you know what? You have a blessed day. Thank you very much.
You
and
as
I'll be
well.
For that text.
All right.
Thank you. I hope it don't take
now.
All day.
Me too. Well, call us. Well, you know, you can call us back at any time to check the status and see what's going on. Just call us back.
I sure will.
Okay, man.
I got
you. Have a good
one.
Well, call us anytime to see what's going on. Anybody can update you.
Look, I hope you can answer the phone because he probably give you somebody. Hello, I'm like, we don't even know how to talk. I don't talk to you. I hang up.
You
matter
should
fact,
get
what
me
is
back.
My name so I can ask for you? I don't want to talk to nobody who don't know how to talk.
My name is Kimberly. Last name is Taylor. So if you
Kimberly
ask
Taylor,
for me,
I'm looking for you.
Yes. You should be able to
if
get me.
If you busy, I will hold. If you busy, I will hold on.
No problem.
All right, Kimberly Taylor.
All right,
have
a good one. You as well. Bye-bye.